Crossroads Diaries, a 19-year-old's Vietnam journey. It's a mixture of poetry, pictures, Bible scriptures, and musical lyrics. But most of all, it is the innermost feelings of a young man who wanted to go out in a blaze of glory.
March 6th. Bad language. It's been a week since I last wrote the family, so I need to think seriously about doing that chore. I really do enjoy receiving mail, but at times it is so difficult to respond. There are certainly time limitations, location limitations, and my spelling and grammar limitations. It's good not to be at college trying to get through English classes. I would have to be scared of being kicked out and being sent to Vietnam. Using some bad language around here ain't no big deal, and there's plenty of bad language around here to hear.
6th of March, 1968. Dear family, hiya, have received a couple packages from you lately. The nuts were good, and the iced tea took care of thirst after eating them. Got the box with the peanut brittle. It made my fingers sticky, but it was worth it. It had been a while since I had something sweet like that. I'm not in need of much except liberty, and there's nothing you could do about that. I could use a mail answering service. I don't think I'll buy a car until I get home. I want to test drive it first, and a car depends a lot on my orders. You never know when or where I might be going next. I've taken out a savings allotment, and I'll increase it after R&R. Right now it's $50, but around June, I'll raise it to $150. I'll still send some money home, but not much. Maybe $10 a month, but that won't be until after R&R either. I just now finished reading a letter from y'all, written February 25th. Seems from what Kathy writes, and what you tell me, that marriage is the new fad in Riverside. I've been wondering where the boxes have been coming from. They always arrive in good condition. One division of the boats have taken a little trip. They're at the DMZ. I don't know what they're doing. Maybe I'm not supposed to. Our division is back on the front line. A boat division is supposed to be on a four-month rotation, but not us. We're so tough, we get front line every other month. My division has had the least deaths in the first year of operation. There were only two. Did I ever tell you my boat is credited with 14 killed VC? That's all for today. Love, Tom.
Well, that letter only contained a few half-truths. I don't intend to buy the car I've been looking at previously, but I am seriously considering a new car that is to be produced by Nissan. That's Datsun in the U.S. And the two deaths were from the first year, not the whole previous year.
Wow. So we're talking with the deaths. So you're talking since January, and this is March.
Early March.
Early March. So two deaths just in that time frame.
Right.
Which was the least.
And that's in my little division. Yeah. Apparently I was lying to my parents. Not lying. I was withholding the truth a lot once again.
Protecting them because they're worried enough as it is day after day as they're hearing stories from their own friends who have boys over there.
Didn't want to pester them about that. And then that car thing. You know, my life, I claim I don't have any real regrets. And there's always that should have, could have, would have aspect to life. Probably the one regret I have is not buying the car I was hinting about.
This particular car.
This particular car. It would have been the first one into the U.S. I would have got it at a tax-free price, very low amount at the time. It would have been scheduled to arrive in December of 1968 when I got home. And that would have been the first 240Z.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so I love the pictures throughout this whole book. They're fabulous.
Right.
This picture's pretty stinking cool.
Yeah.
but it's black and white. And I'm a girl, and I love the colors. What color would you have picked?
I don't know if I ever made a decision on that part because I don't think they had the choices weren't presented yet.
Gotcha.
I would kind of guess white-ish.
Good choice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been such a cool car.
It really would have.
Such a cool car.
But then to imagine if you'd kept it the whole time. You know, because a lot of people, they'll get a great car, but then they're like, oh, I need to upgrade or I need a family car. And
I would have had a bigger regret for getting rid of it 2 or 3 years down the road to get whatever else is new on the market.
Right.
And then to look back and say, I had the first one. I think it's easier to tell this story not having had the first one.
Right.
And I did end up changing my mind, and I think that comes up later on in one of the entries as to why I didn't get the 240Z. We'll keep that a mystery for right
okay.
now.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, that seems right. We, in the next session, are going to be dealing with the Western Front and the Eastern Front.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Bring it on.
Bring it on.
You are listening to The Crossroads Diaries, a 19-year-old's Vietnam journey by author, narrator, and host Tom Center, along with co-host Cheryl Chambers. You can find The Crossroad Diaries, a 19-year-old's Vietnam journey on Amazon, Walmart, and Barnes & Noble. You can also follow Tom on Facebook at Thomas Center.